When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. My name is SL Rockfish, your happy host, and today we are going to learn seven phrasal verbs that contain the word take in them. Why take? Why not? There are so many phrasal verbs, idioms, and sayings with the word take in them that I've just figured, let me take a moment and make a phrasal verb episode with take. Let me take. Well, I had to start somewhere, didn't I? Let me give you my take on phrasal verbs with take. My take is my view. Or, better said, let me just give you a quick lesson in phrasal verbs with the word take in them. They are versatile, confusing, and oh, so much fun. So let's begin our learning. Our first phrasal verb is take after. Take after has a fun meaning. Take after means to resemble or inherit from someone, typically a family member. You can take after someone in looks, in personality, characteristics, and attitude. Let me use it in a sentence to help you out. I take after my mom. When I look in the mirror, I see her staring right back at me. I look just like her. Or, my sister takes after my dad. She acts just like him. Who do you take after? Do you take after them with personality, with looks, or with demeanor? Who do you take after? Our next phrasal verb is take care of. Take care of means to look after or be responsible for someone or something. I love to take care of my grandson when his parents are away. When I was a child, my mom would take care of me whenever I got sick. When I go on vacation, I always have to hire someone to take care of my dogs. See how we can use the phrasal verb take care of? Have you ever had to take care of a younger sibling or a pet? If you're a parent, do you love to take care of your children when they are feeling down? Hey, feeling down is another way to say sad. Who takes care of you when you are sick or feeling down? Phrasal verb number three is take off. Take off has three, count them, three meanings. Our first meaning is to remove something, such as clothing or accessories. For example, it's too warm in here. I'm going to take off my sweater. Or take off to become successful or popular very quickly. As in, whew, that singer's career is about to take off. It's about to become very huge very quickly. And the third one, take off as in to leave. I'm going to take off around 3. You want to join me? Means I'm going to leave work at around 3. Or the plane takes off at 9 a.m. It leaves. It departs. I like to take off from the football game before the parking lot gets too crazy. How can you use take off today? Did you take off from work a little early? Do you take off your shoes when you enter a house? Do you know anyone who has had their career take off? See? Oh, so many uses for take off. Hey, don't take off yourself. No. There are more phrasal verbs to learn. I challenge you to take on these new phrasal verbs or take on practicing your English in all different settings. What am I talking about? Our next phrasal verb, of course, and that is take on. Take on means to undertake or accept a task, a responsibility, or a challenge. For example, she took on the role of team captain and led her team to victory. Or the champion was willing to take on all challengers. Perhaps you have taken on more than you bargained for at some point in your life. That means you took on something that may have been too much for you. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever taken on too much? It happens at work, at school, and even at home. There are so many different things we take on in our daily lives. Can you think of a few? Can you? What do you take on? Perhaps you would like to take up something new. Not exactly sure what I'm talking about. This one can be confusing. It is often confused with take on. Take up has two meanings. First one is to begin or start a new hobby, activity, or study. For example, I've decided to take up knitting as a hobby. Or, I have decided to take up learning Italian. In each case, it means to start an activity. Now, the second meaning is to occupy time or space. Let's try this. My new refrigerator takes up less space than the old one. In this sentence, the refrigerator is occupying space. Now, for occupying time. The slideshow is going to take up half of our presentation. In this case, the slideshow occupies time. Get it? For many of us, work takes up most of our time. What takes up your time? Or is there something you wish to take up as a hobby? There is? What is it? Share it with someone or leave it in the comments. Sometimes when you take up a new hobby or find a passion, it can take over your life. Take over is our next phrasal verb. Take over means to assume control or responsibility for something. When you allow your passion or hobby to take over your life, it means you let it control what you do. You become all about it. It takes over your life. You have heard of hostile takeovers, especially in business. Takeovers are nouns. That's a one word. A takeover is the act itself of taking control of the business. However, to be successful in a takeover, you need to successfully take over the business. What? Right. English is so confusing. The phrasal verb take over can be used like this. The new boss will take over the office next week. Or, the new coach will take over the responsibilities for the team. Have you ever had to take over something? How did you do? Often, when new management or owners take over a business, they take out the things or the people that don't fit their vision. To take out means to remove something from a particular place. For example, Jane took out her credit card to pay for lunch. She removed it from her wallet. When you make dinner, you can take out the meat from the freezer and let it thaw. If you take out food from a restaurant, you are removing it from the restaurant to eat in a different setting. You can order takeout, one word and a noun, from a restaurant to take out food for your family at home. That's a lot of takeout. Before you take off, let's do a little review. English is a lot to take on. It is a great thing to take up. Take care of yourself. Don't take on more than you can. It may take over your thoughts as to why it is the way it is. But take out the doubts from your mind. You can do this. You have taken on bigger. It will not take up too much of your time. Once you take it on, your success will take off. What? Come on, English. Yeah, that's a lot of take, I know. And that's our conclusion for today's podcast. My name is SL Rockfish. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Phrasal Verbs with Take. Today we learned 7. Maybe we knew them, maybe we weren't quite sure. But I hope now that we've learned them, or had them refreshed in our minds, that we're willing to go out and take on the task of practicing them. All right? Thank you so much for being here, my friends. Do something fun. Do something amazing. Or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day. And I hope your learning and practicing takes off. Peace, friends.